We tricked you there. This is Aaron Gulbranson, lead political reporter for the Tennessee Star, in for Michael Patrick Leahy. Michael will be back on Monday. We are on election eve here in Tennessee. In studio, we have all-star panelist Crom Carmichael, who I enjoy hanging out with a few days a week when I get to guest host, as well as Tennessee 5th Congressional District candidate Jeff Beierlein. He's a combat veteran. He's an expert in healthcare. I'm going
to
get
that word lightly, Aaron.
Well, you know, I mean, jack of all trades, right? You know, you're running for office here. You're good with people. I mean, you know a little bit about everything, right? That's kind of what happens when you run for office.
The common theme is service, and I'm very proud of my time in healthcare. You know, folks need to understand it. They identify, yes, I'm a combat veteran. I spent, you know, 11 years active duty. I spent time in the National Guard. Spent a lot of time downrange. But when I transitioned after my degree at Vanderbilt, I spent the second half of my career working in healthcare, building and running businesses primarily, running teams across multiple states. And one of the things that inspired me to run was, you know, watching this mandate issue transpire. And, you know, I know it affects a bunch of different industries, but in healthcare is very, very serious. And I'll be the first to admit, not only did I take the vaccine, I encouraged it at the onset of COVID for our patients first and foremost, and for our staff that at least we'd have available. But my wheels came off when we made it a mandatory, you know, federally sponsored program, told we have to terminate employees unless they have the vaccine or they get an exemption from that. And my team at the time was around 320 wide across multiple states. Over the course of 6 or 7 months, we still only ever got to 80% compliance with that. I can't imagine a hospital running or a network of clinics running with only 80% of anything, because the numbers of patients did not stop. That inflow did not stop at all. So, you know, by God's grace, we were very, very generous with the exemptions. That's how we were able to stay in business.
Now, of course, you've been vocal about this, and I on this particular issue on the National Guard firings, because you know, a lot of the candidates were given the opportunity to comment on this. I asked everyone about it. You know, the National Guardsmen are being fired due to their refusal. You know, there's about anywhere between 500 and 800 of them that are being fired.
Sure, 60,000 across the country.
Right, 60,000 across the country. As far as we know, Governor Lee's not done anything. He's certainly not communicated properly with us. And we offered Kurt Winstead the opportunity to talk about what his position on the subject was. And frankly, Kurt Winstead took the chicken's way out. Oh, there's nothing we could do here in the state, which you would have think, to be perfectly honest with you, to put a different hat on, that was a gift of a question for a retired National Guard general who puts that in all of his ads to say to ride into the rescue for the National Guardsmen. But he took the chicken's way out and he said nothing.
I think the general and his family should be very proud of his service.
Yeah.
But our functions were differently. He was a JAG lawyer. He prosecuted and defended soldiers primarily, and, you know, helped enforce policy in that regard. I ran missions and ran teams. I felt the brunt of what that means, and I deployed overseas both in active duty and National Guard. I can tell you the last thing that they're asking about in Kentucky last week with the floods, when those National Guardsmen were dropping off helicopters, picking people off the roof, were, did you get your COVID vaccine? Or the folks they send down to the border, they're asking, hey, you know, did you get your vaccine? At the end of the day, it needs to be personal choice in that regard. And I think we need to take a step back and understand the repercussions of this. And even if they encourage the vaccine just to prove the exemptions, it's not worth it to the defense of our country and to the importance of our state. Because as I said over and over again, nobody's coming to get you. And I would have liked to have seen Governor Lee. I think he's a good guy. I would like to have seen him step up more emphatically in saying we're not going to stand for this. He could bind together with other governments, other governors, and they could sue the federal government about this.
Well, here's what we know about about the vaccine. First of all, if you take the vaccine, it doesn't mean you're not going to get COVID.
True.
Okay, if you take the vaccine, it doesn't mean that if when you get COVID, you're not going to give it to somebody else.
True.
And so the purpose of the vaccine is supposed to be, they now claim, it will mitigate the problems that you have if you get COVID. Well, people who are in the National Guard, they're young. They're almost all young men.
Yeah.
And young men don't have a problem. That the risk that they will get personally from getting COVID is next to nothing.
Right.
And so the mandating of the vaccine is incredibly harmful. And as Jeff pointed out, in their own healthcare business, 20% of their employees chose not to get the vaccine, and their company didn't fire them because they needed to have them, and it was more valuable to have those people working. And and we know that now that so many of the things that were said by Fauci and the administration, especially this administration, has turned out to be they now know it to be factually incorrect. Mm-hmm. But they still are trying to force people to do something that's unnecessary.
Well, and I think to interject for a second, the vaccine is part of the so-called vaccine. And for the record, anybody listening who gives a crap, you know, you all do what you want. I didn't get the shot. I'm not going to get the shot. I also haven't had COVID. So, you know, do with that what you will. This is Aaron Gulbranson speaking for me and me only. But it's a personal freedom thing. This is the problem with a top-down government approach on anything, not just vaccine mandates and 100%. Anything else. Yep. Because only you can do truly what's best for you in your daily life. And I think that's ostensibly why everyone is running for office in this race, I would hope, right? But, you know, you're wearing a legalized freedom hat. And, Ronald Reagan said... and this is going to be a bad paraphrase, but, you know, freedom is only more than one generation from extinction. And you may know the rest of the quote or may not. I'm not going to put you on the spot on that, Jeff. But talk about personal freedom, because it's more than just, you know, as we're talking about medical freedom. It's all of the above.
Sure. Fundamentally, we have to assess. And this is one of the biggest reasons I, you know, pursue the conservative mindset. You know, we have to decide, do we know better as individuals? Or does the government know better for us? And at the end of the day, I think that was a perfect example of government overreach, what they did with the COVID policy, and it continues today. That's one of the easiest things to unwind, I think, when we get there, is to stop the vaccine mandate across all industries in the military and let people decide what they want. If you think in the past month alone, we've had Dr. Fauci get COVID, you know, the president's gotten COVID twice, and I'm thankful that they recovered. I do pray for them, believe it or not. I wish for their health. I wish for their wisdom as well. But at the end of the day, we're taking the wrong approach as a country about this.
You're a nicer man than me. I have no nice feelings towards Fauci at all. But anyway, where can the people who are decided who they're voting for? I mean, we got a little more time, but I want to make sure I don't forget to do this. Where can they find you?
Sure. I'm online. I'll be we'll be at all kinds of polling stations tomorrow, which will be exciting. But online at JBFORTN5, JB4TN5.com. Got all my information on there. And for most people listening out in the audience today, there's probably a fraction of a percentage who even knows where the 5th District is and what that means, because this is so different than anything else. Regardless of who you're voting for, just go online. There's a yellow icon that says map. Click on the map, and it'll show at least almost by neighborhood. And then there's a link below that, which you can tie into the state website with your address to see exactly which district you'll fall in for voting. Hugely important.
Thank you for joining us, Jeff Beierlein. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
This is Aaron Gulbranson in for Michael Patrick Leahy. You're listening to the Tennessee Star Report. We will be back after the break.